Under Florida law, a juvenile can be direct filed if they commit certain crimes. That means prosecutors can try the juvenile in adult court. West Palm Beach Democratic Senator Bobby Powell says his goal is to cut down on the number of those direct filed in the state, so he filed a bill aiming to do just that.
What it does is narrows the list of eligible offenses to only the worst and the most egregious cases, and it allows for a judge to be involved in the decision to transfer a child to adult court. Under this language, 14 and 15-year-olds would be eligible for direct file for the same offenses that they currently are direct filed for, with the exception of grand theft auto, armed burglary of an unoccupied dwelling structure, robbery, and aggravated assault without a firearm.
His bill also creates a detailed system for prosecutors to document their decisions to prosecute juveniles as adults. Lakewood Democrat Jeff Clemens says there's one other particular part he likes.
One of the things I like best about this is that it deletes the term direct file, and it calls it what it is, which is prosecution of children as adults. That's what we do here in Florida. Direct filing sounds nicer, but that's what we're actually really doing here.
The Florida Public Defenders Association supports the bill, but the state's prosecutors are against the change. Buddy Jacobs with the Florida Prosecuting Attorneys Association says state attorneys are doing a good job using their own discretion to make that determination. And he says the number of those direct filed has decreased by 47% in the last 5 years.
In the year 15-16, we reviewed 69,749 arrests. That involved 38,267 young people. 58% of those never even saw a juvenile judge. The state attorney chose alternate resolutions or didn't file a case at all. Over the last year itself, between last year to this year, we reduced it another 6%. So now you're at the 47% we're talking about.
Still, the measure narrowly passed the Senate Criminal Justice Committee 4-3. It does not yet have a House companion. Similar efforts have died in past legislative sessions. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.